It's Up Your Arm with Mario Lopez. Hotline, lighten up. Let's get to the phones. Joining me now is Grammy-nominated singer Adam Lambert. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm well, buddy. And congrats. Just announced you're going back on the road with Queen, the Rhapsody Tour. What's your favorite part of touring, Adam?
I mean, honestly, the audiences know every song. You know, this band is so iconic. And now with the film that has made its way to people's hearts, I feel like people... even more people are going to be in these audiences, and they just know every song. So singing to an audience like that is like the best.
Yeah, I imagine because of the success of Bohemian Rhapsody that you're going to be seeing a lot of new fans because of the film, right?
I bet. Yeah, I bet. I mean, I think it definitely gives people a renewed interest in Freddie and his story. And, you know, these songs, they do stand the test of time, and they're about the human experience, and I think everybody can relate to them.
What'd you think of the movie? Were you happy with it?
I loved it. Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, Rami was incredible. The performance footage blew me away because it literally, like, if you kind of just glanced at it, it looked like Freddie. I mean, it was wild.
Right. Yeah, and it featured a lot of deeper Queen cuts too. Are any of them making it into the set list?
I think actually all the songs that are in the movie are always in our set list.
Nice.
From what I can tell, those are some of the staples. So yeah, we will be doing all of those songs.
Nice, nice. And I hear you're taking it next level with the production too. What can you tease us with?
Well, you know, we definitely raised the bar on this last tour we did last year, which visited North America and Europe and the UK, and we had a lot of success in sort of venturing into the most up to date technology that we could. And we're working with the same designers, and we came up with a brand new thing. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to look and feel completely different from what we did last year. So I think fans that might have seen it already are in for a treat if they want to come back.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of your very first performance with Queen on American Idol. What do you remember from that night?
Man, that was crazy. So they came on the finale to perform We Are the Champions with Chris and I, the two finalists. And, you know, I had sung Bohemian Rhapsody as my audition. So it was a bit of a full circle moment back then. And meeting Brian and Roger for the first time was great. There was an instant chemistry that I think we all felt. And, it was just sort of a feeling. And that's what led to me working with them a couple years later.
Wow.
So now
cool.
It's like another full circle was me, you know, starting to tour with them. And
right.
Here we are on the anniversary.
Yeah. And what's up with some new solo music? Are we getting anything in 2019?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I've been working on music for a while now, and I kind of took my time to make sure it felt really authentic and it was exactly what I wanted to put out, and putting the finishing touches on it now and just getting the all the business stuff squared away, which can be a bit tedious.
Right.
But it's a business as well as art. So yeah, I'm just getting ready, and I think 2019 will definitely be the year where you'll hear music from me, and then I'll be out with Queen. It'll be amazing.
Nice. Keep him busy. Well, I look forward to that. And I saw you on that Wicked special on NBC, man. That was a great performance. Who were you singing with?
I was singing with Lettucey, who's amazing.
Yes, Lettucey, yes.
Like, she's an incredible R&B singer. Mm-hmm. She's got amazing music out there. She's been like nominated for like 12 Grammys.
No, I know she is. She's great. That was a fun special. The kids loved it, too. What about the holidays?
Yeah.
What are your plans?
I'm just going to chill.
Nice.
I'm just going to chill with friends and family and probably just gain about 20 pounds worth of, you know, sweets and good food and wine. And
I like
then
that
in
plan.
January, just do a lot of cardio.
There you go. Right on, man. Well, congratulations on everything. Tickets and tours for Queen and Adam Lambert are up at onwithmario.com. You can follow him on Instagram at Adam Lambert. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Okay, buddy. Take care. On with Mario Lopez.